Direct those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I try and bring in a member of our community or an organisation or talk about an event. And this morning I have Emma Davis from the newly formed Armidale Regional Chamber of Commerce in. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks for coming in. This is the second time you've talked to us about different things.
Yeah, great.
Now, you've been in Armidale for about 3 years.
Yep.
And you come from Yass.
Yeah, down near Canberra. Similar climate, but yeah.
And your girl, Jazzy, is in year five at NEGS.
Yeah, just finished. She's having her first day of holidays today.
Oh, no, it was very good. Now, you were on the business chamber in Yass, you tell me.
Yeah, when we started a local business in Yass, as a family, we joined the local business chamber and we were a part of that 5 years. And my ex-husband was the president of that at one stage. It was great. We were very actively involved.
And how did that business chamber function?
That business chamber, we got together every month in different cafes and had a speaker and highlighted the businesses that were happening. And then we had a really active Business New South Wales awards system. And actually our business got voted in and we got to go to Sydney for that. And another business in Yass actually won the state award that year. So it was a really exciting year to be at the New South Wales Business Awards.
Mm. So are you telling me then one of the positive things about the Yass Chamber of Commerce was the connection with Business New South Wales?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. They brought funding to town. We were able to use the advertising power and connections back out into Sydney and Melbourne, and we were able to draw people into our region and to come and enjoy the wineries and the beautiful countryside and the B&Bs and the patisserie. Hello, Lathan here, the patisserie here. Used to work with our local baker down in Yass as well. I think they were in Singapore when they did that. And yeah, this beautiful hatted restaurant we had, and it was just lovely. So,
how big's Yass?
But I think about 14,000 people. It actually
not much difference than Armidale.
No, similar, and it had a similar history in the fact that it was on the highway between Sydney and Melbourne, and then they diverted the highway at one stage, and then it crashed and plummeted. So the number of people going through it and stopping there really reduced, and then they had to rebuild. And yeah, and we did that through the local business chamber.
And you're 25 years as a vet.
I am, getting long in the tooth.
No, we thank you. We thank all the vets for their commitment. Now, Janine Bear is the president, and she's been in Armidale for about 7 years.
Yeah, Janine came over from the US, from Idaho. She's married a local farmer and businessman out here, and she's a domestic goddess out here. She was getting really bored, and she loves this area. So she was really keen to put some of her passion and her skills that she has done for 33 years over in the States over here.
So tell me what she did in the States.
So she actually established a business chamber over there, which continues, and it had such sway that organisation that she lobbied and changed legislation, I think particularly in her field, which is the real estate world. So she did that on behalf of the homeowner, and she changed legislation in 33 of the US states. So she has some amazing history, and she's also started up a beautiful foundation, which she headed up, and I think it's 20 years in the running now. And she handed it over 5 years ago, and it's still going really strong. And that foundation, I just heard them talking about it the other day, is going to bless 680 families over Christmas this year. So it's something that helps businesses, a charitable organisation that helps wealthy businesses help the locals and really get down to all levels. So we're excited to see what we can get done here as well.
So we have had a Chamber of Commerce in the past, and we'll talk about it in a minute. We'll pull that up to pieces and
some of the
failures of that organisation.
Yeah, it's a bit of a history, yeah.
But you just had a bit of a launch, like a pseudo-launch, I suppose.
Mm.
At Peterson's.
Yeah.
And what happened there?
So, well, Peterson's are our first members because they absolutely backed us without hesitation and put on that event for us. And we had 80 business leaders. We had the press there. We had people who are doing business from other companies that are doing business in Armidale at the minute there. We had the banks there, potential sponsors there. And it was basically to say, hey, we're going big this time and we are going to be representing everybody, but you guys are leaders in this town and we want to know who shares our vision to get this place thriving again, and basically to launch it and to say, you know, Armidale's got great potential. You guys know it. You're already running businesses here. We need you to thrive. We need the small businesses to thrive. Get behind us so we can launch early next year for everybody.
So that will be the official launch in January, where you will announce the board members,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a couple of people interested.
Yeah.
Now, we had the former business New England, which was headed up by Aileen MacDonald.
Mm.
She went to Parliament in 2020 and it collapsed soon after.
The chamber, yeah.
The chamber soon after. I think it was in place. I looked at on the ABN website. I think there was an ABN back to 99.
Oh, okay.
So they might have had a bit of a run.
Yep.
Now, one of the things, you've got the campaign activities under the acronym of FIRE.
Yeah.
Financially Igniting Reasonable Enterprise.
Enterprise, yes.
What's that all about?
Okay, so this is the vision, in the fact that we are sitting on huge wealth and prosperity here, and we kind of feel like the fire's burning, you know, as embers at the minute. People don't actually understand what they've got sitting in this amazing region, and we just want to help everybody come alive a bit and really reignite and re-empower this region to basically do good business.
A part of that, or under that acronym of FIRE, you're going to hopefully establish 9 volunteer committees.
We're going big. We are going big.
Very ambitious.
It is big and bold. Yes, it is big and bold. Janine's obviously from the States. She's American. We had a meeting the other day and somebody said, oh, it's a bit American. They said that publicly in the room. Could you just be less American and just tone it down a little? And she said, nah, that's what people love about me. And that's why she's out here married for love. And then we actually met with the mayor back in September, and he said the same thing. He's like, I love that American gusto, let's get going. And I'm a public servant, so I was like, okay, well, I'll do the red tape, and between us, we've got things covered.
So one of the other things that I noted from the press release was that you've got high-level speakers every 6 months is planned,
mm-hmm.
offering members access to experienced industry figures and policy voices, mm-hmm. annual membership events, a steady program of, which is, this is the important thing, I think,
mm-hmm.
and the steady program of free and paid education and training from local experts, financial specialists, and
market specialists. Already got people lining up, like Niram's going to be doing some social media training. Other people have come forward, that Combank's on board to sponsor our women's breakfast and get our women in business happening. And we've got some really great experience and skills. And then even like a CEO who was there, who's actually their company is doing business in town. She's based in WA, but she's like, I want to be on a committee, I want to sign up, I want to be part of this. She stayed back in Armidale a couple of extra nights so that she could come to the event when we invited her. She brought a couple of her executives and she's all on board, and she's going to sit on a committee from WA. She said, let me know how I can help, I'm in. So we've had a great support. It's a bit of a shock for Australians to have something so big and bold, but quietly lots of people came up, and publicly as well, but you know, there is a lot of support in the room. And
so what we just talked about, though, that regular a program of fee and paid education and training from local experts, financial specialists and marketing professionals, all about mm-hmm. upskilling.
Absolutely.
So maybe we have been in the doldrums for a little bit, but by giving a little bit of learning, a bit of education, a bit of understanding of how to improve the business and the connections. So that sort of looks a very smart and wise approach, upskilling our local businesses to do better.
Help them do better, help them look after employees better, help those employees have, you know, the entrepreneurs who want to start businesses, support the young businesses that are out there, the business ideas, have happier businesses that are doing better financially and that can support people from the highest to the lowest levels.
So we've got, it's called the Armidale Regional Chamber of Commerce. What other regional areas are we talking about?
We are part of the Business New South Wales system, which I just heard yesterday is will be 200 years old next year. So that's really exciting to be part of that. So there are established chambers around the place. We're actually meeting with them all before Christmas. They're coming to Armidale to welcome us. I know that there's a Great Urala Chamber. There's Glen Innes Chamber and Inverell Chamber. They're coming down to meet us. I'm not sure. Walker Coffee just won the Business New South Wales Awards. So that's really exciting for them. Met him yesterday as well. So it will be basically like whoever wants to join and needs support and needs that support. But there are some established great chambers around in our region as well. So we're not claiming to do everything, but we're going to work closely with everyone and synergise with each other.
So I'll put you on the spot now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to do something that's a bit controversial.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So I talked to some people who were on the previous Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, right.
And one of them said there were three main things mm-hmm. that they came away from the chamber quite jaded.
Mm-hmm.
One was there was a lot of infighting.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So how do you address that in this new group?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we did at Peterson's last week was people have said to us, we don't know how you got all those people in the room. They didn't know anybody else who could have pulled that off to get these big egos, big businesses, big personalities in the room. And Janine masterfully did that with her brave, you know, bravo American style and her family connections and her business expertise. But when they're all in the room, she said, this is not a place for ego. And she gave an interesting talk about Japanese culture. And she said they just recently visited Japan, said something she took away was that when we do business, we leave our dirt outside and we leave our rubbish at home out of sight. And she said basically that's how she wants to run the chamber. There's no room for rubbish in the chamber space. Dirt is kept outside. Everyone's on their best behaviour, acting professionally. And the other thing she said is everybody will leave their egos at the door. You come in with solutions. You come to us in good energy to do good business and to help the place thrive. There's no space or time and you'll be asked to leave basically if you're pulling the place apart and doing the infighting. So it's a really strong sense of leadership, but it's very clear that we want everybody to thrive and it's a positive space.
Well, that deals with number one quite well. Leave your ego at the door and
yep.
come in to do something. Don't just be an ideas person. Come in and
get it done.
And use the chamber.
Yeah. The other thing was, is that she said everybody is on the same playing field. Like, we had this leadership thing to start us off to say we're here and we're staying, but it's for everybody, this business chamber, and it's an equal playing field. So it doesn't matter how big your business is when you're sitting on a committee, you might be sitting next to an entrepreneur that's just a solo entrepreneur and you have equal say in how things go. Good ideas come from everywhere. And again, so that's ego at the door. It's an equal playing field in the space and that will be upheld.
So the second point was the connection with council. Now, the comment was from this previous person was that even though some ideas were quite good and put forward by the chamber,
uh-huh.
it didn't sort of evolve into anything when they spoke to council.
Uh-huh.
So how are you going to make sure that council are on board with all this
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. So we were unsure whether there was a business chamber because there's a few people talking about setting one up. So we actually met with Sam Coupland to start this process just to say, hey, we want to do this, to get his blessing, and he's all for it. That the new council is doing great work. We've read over their strategy plan. Their beautiful event they had last night that my daughter was at. There's some great things happening. So we're just going to synergize with that. But we are independent to that as well. So we are our standalone organisation. The chamber actually represents businesses. So we will represent businesses to talk with council. We sometimes, if things are too slow in council, we'll be able to take that issue and talk across the table with council and help resolve some of the issues that are holding back thriving in this region.
So there's two points I want to go to now. One is you've already set up a leaders circle,
mm-hmm.
which is in March.
Mm-hmm.
So once you actually do the formal board announcement mm-hmm. in January,
yeah.
then March you'll meet with the mayor.
probably on a committee format, like with our a couple of our people and a couple of their people. There were previous committees, high-level committees, to discuss the region.
And the other thing you just mentioned, which actually might have been a bit of a fault of the previous ones, they sort of felt that they were strongly linked to council. It was up to council to do a few of the projects. But you're saying...
No, we are standalone.
You're standalone. And maybe Tell me about the link with Business New South Wales, because that seems to be something from YAS.
Mm.
And something you've mentioned
and it's
here.
It's missing here, definitely. Yeah. So Business New South Wales is government funded. It's a big sector of the government. It's been around, as I said, for nearly 200 years. And they just support businesses. It's a government arm that supports businesses in our country. And so the way that the businesses connect to it is through a chamber. And without that chamber in place, we don't know that they exist. We don't know about the funding, the training, the support that that government arm can provide businesses. So that's why it's really key. And we used it really well in YAS. We got the money that was there for like advertising for YAS. We got people working on doing tourism stuff for YAS. And then I was looking up the other day, like Orange in New South Wales got a $350,000 grant through their chamber to do up the main street. And that was separate to the council. Of course, you'd be working alongside the council and everyone has to agree. But these advocates in Business New South Wales made that happen. And I can't remember that another town, but again, they got $350,000. So sometimes there's big bickies on the table. And if we don't have those representatives there, we don't even know it's possible.
Well, as I said before, it sounds like the important link is Business New South Wales, and to a lesser extent, it's the council.
Mm.
You're actually taking council with you.
Absolutely.
And from what you just explained then, it was that whole YAS thing seems to me about vitalising the business and activity.
Supporting business,
And getting Business New South Wales on board to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a go. And we met with them yesterday. We were the Armidale representatives at a meeting in Tamworth. The state treasurer was there. I have to remember what it was, the meeting. But it was really exciting to be in the room. It was run by Business New South Wales. We had the treasurer talking about the state of play in New South Wales. Interestingly, New South Wales is behind Queensland and Victoria now in businesses. And, you know, we're sitting on something here that we need to capitalise on. So it was the New England Northwest Economic Luncheon yesterday. And it was a really powerful room. We invited the treasurer, Sneaky Jaleel invited the treasurer to come and lunch with us when they're back in Armidale because he's got family connections. We were straight onto that. We're like, okay. And they love Armidale. He loves Armidale. He wants to be here. So we're like, where are your girls? We will get this done. So it was a great room to be in. And that was all from Business New South Wales.
Now, the third point. Mm-hmm. Well, that was, I was told,
uh-oh,
in the previous.
What's the third one?
The third one was skill set.
Skill set, yeah.
Having the people in, and I think we've probably dealt with a little bit, but we might go back over it. So, one of the problems with the previous was that there were a group of people that were happy to be on a committee, but they weren't necessarily the right people with the right skill sets in the room to make change.
Yeah, absolutely. And change is scary. Like, people don't like change, but it's necessary. And we need to make change, you know, positive change, and bring everyone along for the ride. And so we've got a very highly skilled board. There is some skill sets we still need. We need a treasurer. We need that. We know who is going to be doing our books separately, but we need a treasurer there. So some of the financial skills. There's a couple of board positions that we'll be looking for the skills that we don't have. But we've got some Business New South Wales skills. Someone that was very high up in there is on the board, which is so exciting. So we're straight into understanding the system. Janine, as I said, has done this in the state for 33 years. Oh, I'm just a vet, but I've been in business for 22 years as well. And I'm very cheeky, so that helps.
Yeah, I get that, Emma.
we've got local businessmen. We've got a range of skills there, and we will be finding more.
So it sounds like to me you're very strongly plugged in already, even though you haven't even announced the board, which is happening in January.
Uh-huh.
You're very strongly plugged in with Business New South Wales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is that something that Janine bought, or is it belief that came from YAS?
Yeah, so it's my belief from YAS. So what happened was Janine and I actually met at church, which is random. We said that at the thing the other night. It was funny. And she said, I'm going to run some parties and I'm going to have all the business people here. The business people are depressed here. I'm going to look after them and get them in the room and, you know, get them to encourage each other and support each other. And I said, oh, like a business chamber. And she said, yeah, exactly like a business chamber. And then I said, oh, we had that in Yass. It was brilliant. I've been thinking we need the same here. And then I must have gone home and messaged someone else who'd had that conversation on Facebook. And he texted her the next day and said, oh, I hear that you're starting a business chamber. And she said, am I? Okay. Then here we are. So she credits me for making that linkage and getting it up off the ground, which is great. So, yeah.
Certainly those three things I think you've addressed quite well. Mm. I like the idea about, you know, leaving your ego at the door.
Mm.
You're all about promoting businesses and getting on with things and not getting bogged down in the argy-bargy about an idea.
Mm.
You know, just move forward, get on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a fairly strong discipline.
Yes.
That you're going to bring
strict,
to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So strict and discipline and focus.
Yeah, we don't have time. Everyone's busy. We don't have time to waste people's time. We're a strictly positive space that is working synergistically with the other people that are working. We're not in any competition with anybody. We're definitely not going to compete with council. We're going to move everybody forward and find our touch points that we can positively see everybody thrive. And I guess Janine and I are both coaches. We've done a bit of coaching and I'm a business coach as well. And so there's a thing called abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. And in an abundance mindset, me doing well in my business doesn't mean that I have to be scared about what other, I'm a veterinary career coach, what other veterinary coaches are doing. An abundance mindset, I know that the need in my sector is enough that I can thrive and do a really good business and other people can thrive as well. So I have always been supportive of my competitors publicly. I will let people know because I know myself I can't meet the need that's out there. There's more need than I can meet. And I'm Emma, so not everybody's going to want to work with me. And I'm going to suit some people and not others. And so if we can all do that and work alongside each other, then there's no need to worry about what everybody else is doing. You stay in your lane, you do a really good job of it, have a happy life, get, you know, financial abundance, and then you're able to support your competitors. Like in a sense, they're competitors because they're in the same field, but they can also thrive, and that's no skin off my nose, and that's a much nicer way to be. And that's, Janine and I are both firm believers in that. Do our best, show up well, the people that we're supposed to do business with will do business with us, and others will do business with others, and that's okay. And so in that way, we can welcome new businesses to town, support each other, meet the need that's there, lift everybody up, get everybody into good, positive workplaces and jobs. And, yeah, the whole region can grow and thrive.
So what you're sort of describing is a bit of a symbiotic relationship between businesses.
Yep,
so if you're on the same type of business, it doesn't matter. You will be supported
absolutely
by the similar businesses.
Absolutely.
But if you're a different business, you still get supported through this. So I like that. I like the infighting. That was good, dealing with the infighting. I like the idea that you're really a separate entity from council. And you'll operate separately, and you've got a very strong connection plugged in already without even having any runs on the board except a very nice lunch
beautiful
out at Petersons.
Beautiful night at Petersons,
With Business New South Wales, that's great. And I also like that dealing with the third point of skill set. Not only, and I think you've sort of mentioned about the different skill sets you'll have on the board and on the and these nine committees and under the fire campaign activity, financially igniting regional enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea that you're going to be rolling out a series of training, you know, free and paid education, training from local experts, all those types. So upskilling.
Yeah.
So the skill is not only on the chamber upskilling is across the whole sector.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other important thing, like we're obviously in the renewable energy zone, so there's great opportunities in that, but we're not aligned with any one opinion. So we will stay impartial. We are for businesses and we understand that there's strong opinions about different components, and it's not for us to take a stance on that. We will stay impartial and represent everybody who does good business. So we will, you know what I mean? We're not picking sides. We don't have our own agenda other than businesses thriving at all levels, top to bottom.
Yeah, vitalised business activity.
Absolutely, yeah.
So now, they're volunteer positions.
Mm-hmm.
Is that both on the board and all these committees?
Yes, yep. The committees will be announced with the structure in, I mean, they're in the paper, but in January, but please get in touch with us. Meanwhile, we've got a Facebook page. We're just getting our website up and running. So in the meantime, find us on that Facebook page.
And which is?
Called the Armidale Regional Chamber of Commerce. And
it's got a very nice logo, red circle, white background with a red circle around
and
it.
And a lotus in
and
it.
And a lotus in the middle.
Yeah, so that's our fire brand. Yeah, so reach out. People are reaching out. But, yeah, like if you want to be part of it, please reach out. We'll start to connect you in. We're doing the conversations now. We'll be ready to roll in January, basically. Like we'll be up and running. So we will be running community events from that time. We'll be running member events at the end of January. We'll have it's called Business After Hours for members. I think it's the last Thursday of the month. Basically, there'll be opportunities for members to sponsor those, to speak to their business at those. Got a women's network that's emerging and have Commonwealth Bank supporting that really well. And yeah, so we've got a lot of people excited about it. So please come and let me know and I'll plug you in and get you working. Some of the local businesses, we've got some sneaky plans to support the smaller businesses in town. So we're enacting that before Christmas because it was too late for that. What do they call it? The local money where we do the vouchers. So we were a bit late for that, but we've got some great ideas that we're working with the bigger businesses to look after the smaller businesses. So we'll run those out before Jan.
Oh, nice. So 2026 is going to be a big, big year. You'll
exciting.
Be very busy.
Yes, I like being busy. Yes.
Yeah, yes, yes. I know that already about you. But here's something that we haven't talked about, and I'll put you on the spot.
Okay, here we go.
So to me, so it's a business act for a business activity.
Uh-huh.
But we also have free community-type events in Armidale.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Does the Chamber have any role in those non-profit community events that are put on throughout the year, separate from council?
Yeah.
Because I see there is a business in connecting our community.
Absolutely, yeah.
So is there a role with the business
Absolutely.
Chamber?
I think we've spoken a little bit about this before. I think like we'll know where the grants are. So on our website, we're going to have all the grants that are available so that, and then we can, knowing the people who will run these lovely community events, we can tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, this has come up. Like was run in town last week, we can have those people who know how to write grants maybe do trainings or hook you up with the right people who do grant writing so that you can get the right skills in to so that we can secure some of that funding back into our local community. So there's grants and then it'll be like advertising. I've already on the Facebook page, I've already been advertising some of the community stuff that's happening. Whether they're a member or not, there will be their ability. Actually, and if they're a not-for-profit, I think it's a free membership for them or a really reduced membership. And one of our committees is all about looking after those who are looking after the citizens of Armidale. So the idea behind the parties at the start was that Janine would get together and have a great fun event but able to be blessed those in need in our community. So there's actually a whole committee that's set up around looking after, or one of the pillars of our design is to look after those not-for-profits like the Women's Shelter, Petal, Early Intervention and other beautiful not-for-profits that are doing really good work here. So
I see one of those groups is Partnership Opportunity and Community Impacts. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So we will be able to look after those who are already looking after people in town. And then, the people, the community groups, we don't want to run them. We want you guys to run them. But as we can help them advertise them, maybe we could advertise them, you know, whatever you need. If you need skills or something as well, we could hook you up with the right people with the right skills. You can let us know. And one of the things we'll be doing straight up before Jan is sending out surveys to everybody so that we understand better what you need, so that it's not just we've got a good idea and we're rolling through with it. By the time in March when we sit with the mayor, we know, we've already heard from the community and the businesses what is needed, what support they need, what's in place, what's already been ticked off. You know, the council's got their beautiful document. Do they agree? Is there other tweakings they would make? What's actually important to those businesses and community groups so that we can take that to the table? So it is an independent voice as well. So we'll love that feedback. You can let us know.
Yes, for sure. And how will you get hold of the feedback?
Primarily through just surveys on Facebook so far, and the network that we were given. There was a list from the previous chamber that we've been given. So we'll get everyone to opt back in to be on the mailing list for that or opt out. And yeah, so already we've got a, and the council had a list of businesses and things. So we'll see where we can get that. But otherwise, I've just followed about 300 businesses from the Facebook page. So if you, if I haven't followed you already, then please reach out, and I'm happy to follow you guys. And if you've got something exciting, I'm happy to repost that as well.
So I suppose I'll put our plug just before we finish for the annual Black Gully Festival.
Oh, nice. Yes, I've heard. I haven't made it there yet. I'm really
excited. Well, it's been going for 14 years.
You'll
have to go. So that's a community, a free community event every November.
Great.
It's all about art, music and environment, uh-huh. bringing community together. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to the future.
Yeah, great.
And 2ARM is a partner in that group, as is
nice.
Other... And it's it certainly has a very environmental theme.
Yeah, great.
So we'd be looking for the Chamber of Commerce if we can find a benefactor to help us.
I'll write this down.
Yeah, write that down. If we can find a benefactor within the in the group
mm-hmm.
to help us take it forward and go from success to success.
Yeah,
it's been going for 14 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great
and
it's work.
And the group of volunteers is about 70 people put it on each
nice.
Year.
Nice. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
So it's already. A thing
yeah.
on our annual calendar. We just need to have security for the future.
Okay, financial security.
Financial security. It costs about $12,000 a year
okay.
to put it on,
yeah, right.
which comes from external grants.
Nice, yeah.
But a lot of the effort from the volunteers is, or the key volunteers, is writing the grants to generate that $12,000.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if we could find a benefactor that could help with some or part or all,
yep.
then we could actually do a hell of a lot more. So I suppose it's more, to, as I just said, you know, a lot of the effort for Black Gully Festival is writing the grants. We want to move away from that.
Mm,
we want to find
a
business partner.
A business to be a sponsor.
Business to be a benefactor.
Yeah.
And obviously they would have to have the same values.
Ethos, yeah.
And mm-hmm. ethos about art, music, environment,
nice.
Which is a very big thing.
Okay, well, this is, I'll be hunting. I'll be looking
I know you're a bit of a terrier.
I
mean that in a nice way.
Yeah.
Well, Emma. Thanks very much for coming in and talking to me again.
Yeah.
The last conversation was very good.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best with the Armidale Regional Chamber of Commerce, you and Janine and all the rest of the group.
Yep. Awesome.
We look forward to 2026,
mm-hmm.
which is sounds like it's going to be a real humdinger.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one.
Or I'll use an American term, a hootenanny.
I haven't heard that one, but I'll try it.
Janine, I think, probably would have. All right. Let's finish off. Yeah, of course, the businesses in our Armidale region are gems within our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if we can get them revitalised or vitalised.
Look after them, yeah.
Look
We're
after
lucky
them.
To have them. The guys that are still in business here have gone through some really tough times. It's not just Armidale, it's across the board. It's hard to do business at the minute. Sales are down across the board, so we really need to support our local businesses. Otherwise, there'll be nowhere to shop, nowhere to enjoy. And so just thank them for being here and help us look after them.
And that's Community Spotlight.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.